So let's hear about your last patient. I was hoping you had somebody who had a BRCA germline mutation, and here it is.
Yeah, so increasingly we see young patients with a family history. The incidence of BRCA mutation is probably in an unselected population 5%, less than 10%, but it's an important subset because it's unknown to the patient and family before that.
Are you saying 5 to 10% of patients with pancreatic cancer have BRCA germline mutations?
I would say more likely 5%. There was a study done from Toronto where the first 300 patients who walked into the clinic, they just did BRCA testing and found about a 4% incidence in unselected patients.
I mean, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
I mean, that's the same as ALK in lung cancer, 4%.
Correct.
I mean, it's in the ballpark, you know?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And importantly, in that study from Canada, 2/3 of patients did not meet the criteria for BRCA testing, the clinical criteria. So you would have missed if you're not checked.
Wow.
So in our practice, virtually any patient under 60, we test for BRCA, PALB2, a multiplex panel.
Wow. Is that in any guidelines?
Not yet, but I think will be soon.
I mean, because I just kind of realized by asking people on prostate cancer that the investigators there, castrate-resistant metastatic prostate, BRCA testing, germline, regardless of family history. And you're saying metastatic pancreas, or all pancreas should get BRCA germline?
Not all patients. I think we need more criteria on which patient to select. But generally, in our practice, less than 60, if the patient is interested, even without a family history, we would check.
So anyhow, this 51-year-old man or woman?
Yes. So this patient has a strong family history, and this was a patient I saw recently. None of them had been checked for BRCA mutation. So we talk to the patient, and she's going to undergo testing, but she has pancreatic cancer. We are treating her, we're considering her that she would have a BRCA mutation, very likely to have one.
The write-up you have says the patient has a BRCA2 germline mutation. Is that correct, or we don't know yet?
Well, that was the case that I added in, but she has not been tested
okay,
yet.
Okay, so she's going to be tested. So if she turns out to have a BRCA germline mutation, would that change the way you think about her management?
In this patient, with or without a BRCA mutation, I'm treating her with FOLFIRINOX while waiting for the results to come back. We didn't have a clinical trial for this patient. I think gem-nab-paclitaxel or gemcitabine cisplatin in particular is certainly an alternative regimen. I think these patients respond well to FOLFIRINOX as well because it has irinotecan and a platinum. Oxaliplatin may not be the same as cisplatin in BRCA mutated cancers. So I'm pretty comfortable treating her with FOLFIRINOX. I may use cisplatin or a PARP inhibitor later on.
It's interesting, though, you mentioned the idea that maybe oxali is not as effective as cis. And I'd be curious about your thoughts about carbo, incidentally. But are there actually data to support that?
No clinical data yet.
This is in BRCA germline.
In BRCA germline, I'm not aware of clinical data that oxaliplatin or carboplatin is not as effective as cisplatin. That's a question why I've asked my laboratory colleagues. We want to do some preclinical studies because this is an important question. And increasingly, there's data that oxaliplatin may not even be a platinum drug. So,
oxali?
The mechanism.
Hold on.
It's a platinum derivative, but the mechanism of action is very different from cisplatin. There's some preclinical studies, and there are a number of investigational platinum analogs, and the mechanism of action is very different from cisplatin.
What about carbo?
Carbo seems more closely related to cisplatin than oxaliplatin. So I think carboplatin certainly is a reasonable option in these patients because of impaired kidney function or age. But I think with the platinum agents, just in the last few years, there are a number of new nanoparticle platinum agents, platinum analogs, and when you look at the preclinical data, it's very different from cisplatin in the way they have the effects on the cancer cell.
That's really fascinating. I remember when oxali actually came into practice a long time ago, and I know you were really involved with that, but it's interesting what you're saying about the mechanism. What do we know about people who get treated with, you know, one after the other? So you have somebody get oxali, they progress, you give them cis, what happens?
There are some just anecdotal studies in pancreatic cancer patients treated with oxali did not respond, and then they responded to cisplatin, especially if they have a BRCA mutation. So again, very preliminary anecdotal data. But in this patient with the BRCA mutation, I would use cisplatin at some point.